Hello and welcome to Jesus for Her. I'm Kathy, your host, and today we'll be discussing the journey of becoming who God has called you to be. Embracing your unique purpose requires faith and a deep relationship with God. This transformation is a process of spiritual growth. It involves living a life that reflects His character and fulfills His design for you. So the Bible provides many examples of this transformation. For instance, Jacob becomes Israel, David, a shepherd boy, becomes a king, and Saul becomes Paul. So those are just a few examples. I'll dive deeper into the scripture just to explore what it means to be transformed and to fully embrace who God has called you to be. So let's start in 2 Corinthians 5:14 to 17. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive His new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know Him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. So when we receive the grace and the love of Christ, it touches us and it ignites a fire inside of us that makes us want to serve others. God's love is so powerful. So Jesus died and gave us a new life, not to live for ourselves, but to live for Him. This transformation usually leads us to a new identity. In other words, believers, they become new people, leaving behind their old ways. This also means that we shift our perspective in how we view ourselves and others, and not from a worldly standpoint, but through the lens of God. And God does this change in us from the inside out. So this is not something that we do on our own. This is done with the help of the Holy Spirit, our advocate. The Holy Spirit will convict us when we need to change something. And this is not to condemn us, but to reveal to us our sins. So let me just tell you a quick personal story. It's probably one of the first times that I recognized the conviction of the Holy Spirit. This was literally maybe, I'd say, the first few days or weeks of being saved. I was driving. I saw someone asking for money. And this neighborhood has a high drug use. So my initial thought was, I'm not going to give this person money so they can go and buy drugs. Boom. The next thought that came across my mind was, you only care about this person if they use drugs, but you don't care if this person ate. You don't care if this person has a place to sleep. You don't care if this person has some medical needs. And just like that, I was convicted. I don't care about this person at all. The only thing I cared about was this person not doing drugs. My concern was superficial. It was a mere facade of caring. So the Holy Spirit had to show me who I was, and I was just left mind blown. So what I'm trying to say here is that when we become a new person in Christ, He also renews our mind. This is what Paul means when we stop looking through a human point of view and we start seeing others as children of God. So in Romans 12:2, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So Paul is telling us that God transforms us by changing how we think. And in order for God to do that, we must not conform to the patterns of this world, like the pop culture that opposes God's teachings. If we're not careful, we adopt these behaviors and beliefs. So it's important that we actively resist the pressure and stay true to God's values. For example, society tells us that drinking, smoking, and random fornication is fun, and that we only live one life, and that we have to enjoy every second. The problem with that is that these very behaviors lead us to addictions, sicknesses. They leave us broken, empty, and alone. And like I said last week, these are just temporary pleasures. So while things might look like fun from the outside view, they really are exactly the opposite. And like Paul says, do not conform to the patterns of the world around you. Then you will know God's will for you. And this is part of becoming who God has called you to be. We die to our old selves. We let go of our selfish desires. We pick up our cross and we follow Christ. Transforming into the person God called you to be is a developing process. It's not a 1-2 snap and you're changed. God develops us over time. It takes testing and certain circumstances. God is very intentional with what he does. We can't try and fast track and skip some lessons. You have to stay committed and you have to allow God to work in you so that he can work through you. And sometimes the process takes a lot of crushing. And the funny thing is that this week in church, this is exactly what the pastor said. So I was a little hyped because this is exactly what I was planning on talking about here. So God crushes us and squeezes us to yield fruit. And this means that sometimes we must do things that we don't want to do. Sometimes we might have to be in places that we don't want to be. This also means that we have to let go of our old habits and our old patterns. A true change requires us to surrender. And only when we fully release control can God begin to work deeply in transforming us. And Pastor used the story of Joseph just to show us how God transforms. And I think that was like a perfect example because Joseph was hated by his brothers. He was sold into slavery and he was falsely imprisoned. Joseph had to wait 22 years before the vision of God, the one that God gave him with his brothers bowing before him. So God had a greater purpose for Joseph. He was able to save his family and the people of the land from the famine. So who I was planning on talking to you about today was the transformation of Moses. So Moses was a Hebrew baby. He was saved from the Pharaoh's order to kill all the male Hebrew infants. He ended up growing up in an Egyptian palace. Then he later on, he killed an Egyptian who was beating on a Hebrew. Eventually, he escaped to Midian, where he lived and hid for 40 years. While he was tending to the sheep, Moses encounters God in a burning bush, and then God commissioned him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses felt unsure and hesitant, worried that he couldn't speak well or he couldn't lead the Israelites. And what I like about this story is that it is just so relatable. Just like Moses, we hide by avoiding change. We make excuses and we let others lead. We take these excuses just to stay hidden and we hide from opportunities because we fear that it might lead us to disappointment, failure, rejection, and judgment. So we avoid leaving our comfort zones. But God's grace draws us out of the hiding places to confront things that will change us. Also, God does not call us out of our hiding place just so that we can be transformed as individuals, but he calls us so we can help others out of the dark too. In the same way that Moses helped the Israelites, it wasn't just about Moses' transformation. We know that because God said to Moses in Exodus 3:7, "I have certainly heard the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land." So Moses' purpose was to help the nation. And in the same way, the person you are becoming is not only for your personal improvement, but also to help others. Another interesting thing about this, about Moses' transformation, is that Moses was around 80 years old when he met God. God's call does not discriminate. So God called us to be part of his mission regardless of age. And through Christ's power in us, we can face our deepest doubts and trusting him to guide us and strengthen our relationship with him. So the Holy Spirit will lead us to this transformation as promised in the scripture. So I hope you learned something valuable today and thank you for joining me. And as I discussed, becoming who God has called us to be is a process and it may require difficult situations or maybe many uncertainties. It's about allowing Christ to renew our mind through the Holy Spirit's guidance. So I want you to take a moment and just reflect on how you can embrace this transformation in your life, maybe by shifting your perspective or stepping out of your comfort zone. So let's commit to not conforming to the patterns of this world, but instead allow God to work through us. Alrighty, so until next time, just remember to keep seeking his will. You are never alone in this journey, okay? Bye-bye.